Roman Catholics who say they were sexually abused by defrocked priest John Gagan went to court today in Boston. They're trying to convince a judge to force the Boston Archdiocese to live up to a settlement agreement it has backed out of. Cardinal Bernard Law is expected to testify during the hearing. Monica Brady Meyerhoff of member station WBUR has been covering the hearing. She joins us now from Boston. Hi, Monica.
Hello.
Can you remind us now, please, about the background of this agreement and why the Archdiocese backed out of it?
Well, this agreement was reached in March after months of negotiations between lawyers for 86 alleged victims of defrocked priest and now convicted child molester John Gagan and 16 defendants. The defendants that are named include Cardinal Bernard Law of Boston, Bishop Daly of Brooklyn, and other very high-ranking church officials. Then in May, without any warning, the Archdiocese of Boston backed out of the settlement, saying it couldn't afford to pay the $15 to $30 million it would cost to settle these cases and be able to pay future victims of priest abuse.
So what have you been able to find out about what the church is bound to do by law?
Well, the key here is that the defendants, the bishops, the priests, and the monsignors that are all named in these civil lawsuits did not sign the agreement. The lawyer for the alleged victim says the agreement was verbally agreed to. It was agreed to in court and in the judge's chambers, and because of that, all of the litigation in the civil cases stopped, and it was a binding agreement. Now, Massachusetts contract law says generally if a contract isn't signed by both parties, there is no contract. But the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts has upheld court settlements that were not signed but were announced in court. What the church may have going for it in this case is that there are 16 defendants and they're scattered across the country, and generally you might expect that they would all need to sign the document to make it legally binding.
Explain to us how each side is making its case.
They're both referring to testimony made in earlier hearings and also to press release and a lot of media accounts about the settlement. There are more than 40 witnesses on the list to be called, and many of them are reporters. And what they're expected to be asked about is how did these defendants describe the agreement to you? What did Cardinal Law say about the agreement? Did he say it was a proposed agreement or a final agreement? So they're looking to the media in many ways to solve this case.
And what is likely to happen if it turns out that the church is indeed held to this agreement?
Well, it will be very costly for the Archdiocese of Boston, as it could set a precedent for other cases. There are dozens of other civil lawsuits against the Archdiocese and church officials that are all churning away towards trials. And if they set this mark of $15 to $30 million, it would be very costly for the church.
I guess so. And what do we know about how they're doing financially right now? Where would the money come from?
Well, lawyers for the alleged victim said they were told by the Archdiocese that the money would come primarily from insurance policies, $21 million from insurance policies and $9 million from private donors. And they were told that the Archdiocese also had a line of credit in case they needed it. But today in court, lawyers for Cardinal Law painted a very bleak picture of the Archdiocese finances, saying that their condition is diminishing, they're dwindling donations, and the Archdiocese is operating in the red.
So tomorrow, Cardinal Law is expected to get on the witness stand. What's going to happen, do you think?
He will most likely be asked if he believed or not that this agreement was final. And he will most likely be asked specifically about a statement that was made in a press release in which he called the settlement, quote, an important first step to reaching closure for these victims. So he didn't call it a proposed settlement in that press release, quote. But later in that same press release, it said that the final wording of the agreement needed to be worked out. So I think there'll be a lot of attention paid to that.
Thanks very much. Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.